Ka. It means holy worship. Join me, your host, Robert Randall, as we delve into biblical instrumentation and music history to discover the sounds behind the words of our Savior, Yeshua, Messiah. Blessed Thursday afternoon to everyone in the body of Messiah. I'm Robert Randall. Welcome to another episode of Kadosh Ka, understanding the sounds behind the words of our Master Yeshua Messiah. Today we're going to take a break from our season two coverage of the woodwinds and what will be the percussion here for the next episode. And we're going to pray. I have found much of the Hebraic movement in my almost 10 years of walking in this understanding to be lacking in very intense prayer. Now, I can't say that for every congregation, obviously, but I never had as much joy in prayerful intercession and awe as I did when I was in the charismatic circles of Christendom. And of course, most of you know that around this time, if you happen to have been a Presbyterian or a Catholic for a number of years, this is now the time of Lent. So that's not why I'm doing this, but I was really prompted by Brad Scott's fasting and prayer for our nation come Sunday. And this Sunday, I should say. And so I thought I would get a head start on that because we need to pray more than ever in these turbulent times. Because more than ever, I think we see the world growing darker and we need to lift each other up. Father in heaven, the God of life, the God of resurrection, the God of love, we come before you now. We thank you for this sacred time to spend with you intimately, knowing that just as in the tabernacle, we lay aside ourselves, our flesh upon that brazen altar, Father, to be redeemed by the silver, the bride-bought price of Yeshua's blood, washed and cleansed by those living waters that poured out with that blood. We thank you, Father, for your Holy Spirit, to come into that resurrection of gold in communion with you, Father, in that holy place, in that most holy place where your heart dwells, your Torah, the rod of Aharon, and the manna, Father. You are the life giver. You are the one who illuminates our lives. You are the one who gives us purpose, because each one of us in the body has a name, a destiny, and a calling for your kingdom. We lift up those, Father, who are struggling financially, who are struggling with their health. We lift up those who are struggling with their families, Father, who are being persecuted by friends, family, and coworkers for the way in which Yeshua has shown us to live our lives, holy and separate unto you. We pray for those who have experienced intense loss and pain, the loss of a loved one, a family member, a wife, a child, Father. It is never easy to see the parting of those you love and cherish leave this plane of existence to sleep until the resurrection of the just and the unjust. Father, we pray for those who do not know you. We pray for your love, your comfort, your urgence of your Spirit to manifest inside each and every one of us, to come alongside those who are in these struggles, those who do not know Yeshua as Adonai, as King, as our Melech Tzedek, our righteous King and Priest, to drip on them lovingly and gently, Father, to be there, just as Job's friends were with him 7 days in the wilderness and didn't speak a word. Father, we pray for new birth, for new life in your spirit, Father, to renew in each and every one of us clean hearts and minds, to share through revelation of words of wisdom and knowledge, through your word, pour into us that your intentions, your kingdom intentions on earth as it is in heaven would be made known to us for our missions, Father, in the body, in this world, Father. Help us to see the clear destiny as you have laid it out for us. Help us to be the light and the salt that is needed, Father, to heal wounds, to bring meaning into someone's life, Father, to give it purpose and texture, to give it clarity and vision, Father, that even in the pain and the darkness, or in the new life and birth, and in the rejuvenation of the spirit by repentance in water or by purpose of fire, that we would see who we are meant to be as all co-equal firstborn sons, men and women of Elohim's kingdom. As the spring feasts approach, Father, keep our hearts and minds on you as we prepare for the Passover and go into the Feast of Unleavened Bread, awaiting you in breaking of bread, in prayers and in fasting, towards that rejoicing of Shavuot. We pray for revival. We pray for rejuvenation of your body. We pray for your zeal, Father, to be made manifest, that your word would be etched upon our hearts and minds, that we would weep for joy at your presence, Father, that we would find laughter in that presence, Father, true laughter and true weeping, not that is something of man, but by your spirit, Father, something that is led by you alone and by your heavenly host to do the work that we are called to do, to reach out to those miles away by the spirits moving, to reach out to those in the missions, Father, to those who do not know you in countries that still need to know the Savior. We pray, Father, for those who are suffering in chains, in brutal physical slavery, tortured by governments, by religious, spiritual factions, principalities and powers that persecute your people of all denominations and stripes upon the body of Christ. Father, we pray that we would cover them now, Father, in your hope for that resurrection, Father, that they would, in that tribulation, have the hope for that better resurrection, that longing to be set free from this temple tabernacle, to be resurrected again in our angelic bodies, in Yeshua's glorified state, Father, to see him as he is, face to face, Father, knowing him as we did in the Garden of Eden with Adame and Hava. Father, we thank you for the cross, that door that brought us into your kingdom. Guide us each and every day with a new truth of your kingdom, a new appreciation for life and its simplicity and the joy of your creation, to marvel at what you have done that is good. Keep our hearts and minds on the things that are good, the things that are peaceable, the things that are honorable and pure according to the living Torah Yeshua, to the fruits of the Spirit, the things that are righteous, good, meek, pure, holy, humble, all the fruits of the Spirit, and the seven spirits of God, may they manifest in the body of Messiah, that your love, your wisdom, your counsel, your knowledge, your might, your truth, your fear, Father, would fall upon each and every one of us. Because now is the time to take a stand for who you are, no matter the cost. Help us to walk on that rock, to stand firm on that rock, which is Yeshua Messiah, the living waters and the fire, Father, that you would guide us by the weight of your Holy Spirit, by that cloud by day and that fire by night. Shine your light through your word, Father, through revelation of visions, dreams and visions of your young men and your old men, Father. Speak to us as you do, Father, that we would have no doubt that this is you, that we know who we are to be in the body, worldwide. And help us to appreciate our differences, Father, despite tradition and despite how we live out our faith or how we view your word, Father. Help us to have the grace and understanding and wisdom to appreciate where we are at in our walk, Father, and to love each other despite those differences. Unite us, Father. Unite us, Echad, as one. One in you and you in us, to know God the Father and your Son, Yeshua, Messiah. Your love in us and our love in you. Keep us unspotted and unblemished from the world, the flesh and the devil. Help us to expose the wiles of the enemy, the works of darkness, that our communities, our cities, our neighborhoods, our states, our nation would have the darkness exposed by your light and by your heavenly host you command from your throne. That as that darkness is exposed by your light, we grow stronger, knowing that you are in control of all things until the very end. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, rulers of darkness, the Kraz Makrotorus, the Metzeroth, Father. We ask for your armor, Father, your truth, your love, your righteousness, your boots of shalom and peace with the gospel of peace, your hope of salvation upon our minds, your zeal and your vengeance guard our backs, your arrows of deliverance fly around us to deliver us from the thoughts and contending arrows of the enemy, your shields of faith and salvation encamp around us by your mighty angels, your malachs, your sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, is stronger than a man-made weapon, able to divide soul and spirit, bones and marrow, and is able to discern the thoughts and the intents of the heart and the mind. We ask that you would equip us for the ministry that you have given us. Guard our hearts and minds from the enemy. Help us to be prepared for the battle at hand, Father, knowing that you have the victory. And in that battle, help us to understand what it means that a man has no greater love to offer than those who lays down his life for his friends. There is no greater love than this. And in faith, hope, and love, the greatest of these being love, help us to endure to the end, even if it means giving our lives for the cause of the gospel and your living Torah, our King, our high priest, Yeshua HaMashiach. For we are bought and paid for, we are anointed as his priests, men and women of God, called to do the works of the kingdom. Help us with the talents that you've given us to prepare the way for your arrival, Father. Help us to do what is needed to bring you the glory. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory, Father. For you came by water and by blood. For you are the living substance of life itself, the light of the world in Genesis. You are the very originator of all things. For you hold everything together. In this time, we ask, Father, that you would help us to understand where we are at in this walk. And that you would gently lead us step by step every day. For your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. And we know that with each day, we seek you to grow stronger in faith, to grow deeper in your love, and to grow bolder in your spirit, Father, to preach the truth. Help us to grow in spirit and in truth, that what we understand from you will be put into practice, that we would love the unloved, that we would listen to those who are not listened to, that we would be compassionate to those who have not experienced compassion, that we would weep with those who weep, that we would be the shoulder and the living example of the word that no one else ever had the opportunity to experience. Just as Yeshua was to his disciples, so we too are to be those reflections of Messiah, those lights among the nations, Father, for you are the Father of lights. You birthed us into this understanding to be born again, to understand your grace and your salvation through that free gift, because we broke the covenant at Sinai. But you, in your gracious mercy, after Moshe interceded for us and found that grace and resurrection of salvation in Messiah, he himself, God himself, had Moses create the second renewed covenant of tablets so that God himself would be accountable, because he is the one who took our place to fulfill our violation of the Torah. And as our great high priest, our righteous Melech Tzedek, you went to the Holy of Holies. You are the one who atoned for our sins on that Ark of the Covenant once and for all, that Aharon and his descendants and all of Israel would no longer have to bear the guilt consciously, generation after generation. So too, we ourselves do not have to bear this anymore. Help us to find forgiveness for ourselves. Help us to find joy in that forgiveness, that whatever weights spiritually, mentally, and physically that beseech us, Father, that you would renew our hearts and minds and make them clean, Father, and pure before you, to experience the pure joy of liberty in your spirit, to not be burdened by the sorrows of this life. But in meekness, help us to endure them until such a time can be arranged for us to experience such liberty. Help us to be strong and endure until the end, and love not our lives unto the death. Righteous, merciful Father, hear our prayers this day as we cry out to your heavenly throne. Shine your revelation upon your people. In Yeshua's name, amen. Finally, brethren, I leave you with a meditative Tehillah from a book of Davidic Tehillim, Psalm 23. The Lord is your shepherd. Yehovah is my shepherd. I shall not want. He causes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yes, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. When you follow the God of Scripture, you know that he is the Good Shepherd, who cares for you and leads you in paths of righteousness. Even if you walk through the shadow of death, God is with you, preparing a table of peace for you and anointing you with oil. Goodness and mercy will, therefore, accompany you all of your life. Always follow the Good Shepherd. Remember in your daily worship and meditation to make a joyful noise unto Yeshua and to praise him and love him with all your heart. And now, if you'd like to find out more about your host, here's some contact information.
If you'd like to find out more about your host, you can go to my official website at robertrandallmusic.com, where you can read my bio and see the various projects that I've worked on for with One Accord Ministries, as well as listen to my albums. My first album, That Perfect Moment, a solo piano relaxing album with background orchestration of original composition works, an EP, as well as my second album, which is a classical piano album called A Classical Baroque Musician, featuring some of the most well-known beloved classical pieces from three genres of classical composers, including Beethoven, Bach, Mozart, and Chopin. You can also find me on social music media on Soundbirth app, which allows musicians to collaborate as well as promote their music on Spotify and YouTube, and get advice from music managers on how to better their craft and their ability to be a better musician. You can also find me on bandlab.com at Robert Randall Music. You can also find me on soundtrap.com or the Soundtrap app. Robert Randall Music. Soundtrap is a digital audio workstation allowing for aspiring musicians to create audio content via loops or through live instruments, as well as connect with musicians all over the globe on the Skype platform and the chat platform to create works of art in music, as well as podcast content creation for distribution on the Spotify platform. Whether you're a solo musician, a band, or an aspiring content creator, Soundtrap is the platform for you. Also, if you're an educator wanting to teach your class using the creative arts, Soundtrap is also a great way to teach your students in a very fun and creative environment. Finally, brethren, we are not here without your precious prayers and financial support to Hebrew Nation Radio, Intervision FM, and our podcast providers. Hebrew Nation Radio is a 501c3 ministry, a radio broadcast, and a bookstore, delivering the gospel of salvation through Jesus Christ, the gospel of the kingdom prophetically for our name, destiny, calling in the body of Christendom, and delivering the Torah to the nations, to those curious about the Hebraic roots of the Christian faith. Hebrew Nation Radio, building a nation, not a denomination, now reaches 1 million visitors every day on HebrewNationOnline.com, on the Hebrew Nation app, as well as on the Hebrew Nation Online podcast, and the newest engagement in our mighty network's Hebrew Nation Online community. We'd like to thank Roland and the crew for all that they've done to support Holy Worship. You can also listen to Holy Worship as an individual podcast on whatever podcast platform that you get your podcast provided on. If you enjoy Holy Worship, the Music of the Bible, please consider making a donation at the link included at every podcast description of every episode on the podcast to keep us going with our podcast provider on Anchor.fm. We'd also like to thank Johnny Johnson and crew at Intervision.fm for also broadcasting our podcast every Friday at 5:30 p.m. on Intervision.fm. Intervision.fm is an online radio station broadcasting us on KINV-DB internet radio on Live 365 on the 365 app and website for internet radio. Intervision FM recently won the 2021 Denver honoree of the Mayor's Award for excellence in the arts and culture. And that has been an award that's been presented since 1986. You can find Johnny Johnson and crew on YouTube or on various Denver TV networks, as well as on Intervision.fm, and listen to their radio station and watch their YouTube show as well every Wednesday. Thank you so much, guys, for allowing Holy Worship to be broadcast on Intervision FM. It is a unique opportunity as well for those who are in the blind and visually impaired community and those with various disabilities to be able to learn the ability to broadcast their content, be it music or podcasting, on online radio. And Intervision FM works with its mission to educate people with disabilities to have a voice in the Denver community. So we thank Intervision FM for all that they're doing, especially for someone who resonates with their vision to help people with disabilities to have a voice, not only for the gospel of Christ, but for those seeking to have a voice through the soul and operation of music. And thank you, everyone, for listening today. And I hope that you have a blessed Sabbath. And until next time, I'm Robert Randall, signing out. Be blessed, everyone.